This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I feel a big weight off of me in one respect, but a bigger new weight in another way, but world government's out in the open. We were dead on about it all. And now we're really faced with the long, hard haul up against the Antichrist AI system that we're going to end up defeating with God's help. But not before the enemy gets control for a while and gets to take us down for a deep dive of real torture. But that's what we deserve for what we've done. God's going to test us as men and women. And I appreciate the fact that God's doing that so that we can be reunited with Christ and so we can go through the fire and become more Christ-like. But I assure you, all of you out there that want to dodge the pain's coming. You're not going to dodge it, so you better get ready to get into it and enjoy it. Because it's not going to physically feel good, but in the end, you will be stronger because of it. We're taking your phone calls about the globalists and their announcement of civil war and secession, the breakup of the United States. They're announcing it like it's just a no big deal in the news. Hey, and well, what should we do? Kathy in New York, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, hi. I've been listening to you since 1996. I'm a long-time listener here, and I hope I don't trip over my words because I'm nervous.
Please don't be nervous, Kathy. We love your voice. Go ahead.
Okay. What President Trump should do, already people are sort of like geared into going and getting tested, sitting in their cars, you know, waiting to be tested. This is what we should do when people go to vote. We already have the voting places already in place. And someone should, people would line up in their cars, people would go along and give people each a voting, you know, ballot that they would use. The machines would be set up outside, there'd be lines, and then people would then, by that point, have filled out their ballot, drive up, put it through the machine, and be done with it. Because it's already in place. Let's just tweak it a little bit. And President Trump should do that. Also, I mean, he definitely should be exposing the criminals here so people can see and understand these people that are trying to speak against him, that they're actually criminals, okay? And if anyone, any of your listeners are skeptical about this coup, Nancy Pelosi herself revealed it when she said that she was second in line. Now, you, when you first heard that, you thought, what is she talking about? Doesn't she understand? Yes, she does. This is the coup. You get rid of Trump and Pence, and then they go in. So you have to listen to what, you know, these people are saying. So I wanted to, you know, definitely let you know about that. And also, I'm 71 years old. Wanted to let you know I'm using Body Ease. And I'm telling you, after you take it, for myself, 30 days, I started to notice giant increases in my mobility with my arm that I injured when I was exercising. And it's really working for me, so I just wanted people to know that as well.
How long did it take for Body Ease to kick in for you, Kathy?
Well, it took, as I say, it took about 30 days for me to taking it. And then all of a sudden, after that 30 days, each day I took it, I started to feel large increases. But in the beginning, I'd say about the third week, I started to feel something really starting to change.
Well, that's exactly what I tell people. With the DNA Force, it takes about a month. With the iodine, it takes about 2 weeks. And with the bodies, depending on how old the person is, 2 weeks to a month, for it to really build up and then have its cumulative effect. And curcuminoids are powerful. They're known what they do. And that's why I just encourage people to get bodies. We have the new liquid turmeric extract as well. They don't compete with each other. Other apples and oranges. You know, I said I'd do it last segment, but I'll do it next segment. I'm going to tell people briefly what I think President Trump should do. But it's basically what you're saying. We have to get over the stigma of how crazy the Democrats are. If we repeat what they're saying, it sounds like a lie. Like when I say the Austin City Council has a proposal in the budget to blow up the police department. When I say that, I feel like I'm lying because it just sounds crazy. But it's true. Kathy, we love you. Amazing you've been listening for 25 years or so, and we really appreciate you. Call again. All right. More calls straight ahead in 60 seconds. And we have a special guest I'll tell you about coming up as well, and some special reports. And InfoWars is trending on Twitter again. Yes. Wait till we tell you about that.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies, some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. An additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
And gentlemen, even on Fox News, they're saying students should wear armbands that track their temperature and yellow buttons if they haven't been vaccinated, meaning no one can touch them. They're getting you ready for the forced inoculations and the contact tracers. A bipartisan takeover. New Jersey governor also mandated temperature tracking armbands for students and staff at schools. Deanna Lorraine, always a great interview, is on top of it all. She'll be joining us coming up next segment to go over all that. And InfoWars is one of the top trends. Alex Jones, my wife, tried to go this weekend on Sunday. She tried to go hike on the Greenbelt that's over several hundred square miles. And they had lifeguards blocking the entrance like they're police officers, saying you must sign up behind a thing of glass like you have COVID. Because going outside is dangerous. All the city-owned golf courses are closed. They still got the pools closed. That for months they, quote, opened the green belts because nobody was paying attention to them. Everybody was still going in there. Well, they weren't letting anybody in. They said it was full. Well, the police said, no, there's no enforcement. Let them in. The media's released an edited video that doesn't show all that to make it look like I was just screaming at innocent people. But that's why they're mainstream media, and it's why they're in so much trouble. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones shouts at Austin employees, hikers at Greenbelt entrance. Austin American Statesman. That's why they've gone bankrupt three times, is people know that they twist and they deceive. But we have the full video at InfoWars.com and Band.video. Austin Greenbelts reopened after mayor illegally sends in contact tracers. See all the fake rangers and all the police standing by? The police were the ones saying it was pure bull. They called seven police cars on me. And then that family was able to march in. But the media says I screamed at the family and doesn't show you them high-fiving me. I was mean to the Hispanic family. They never high-fived me. They never liked me. No, no. So that'll be another thing we'll show you next hour, how they take something that was a victory and turn it into a defeat. But that's why no one believes them. That's why they're frauds. So, guys, get the video that's on Twitter versus what we put out. Yeah, they got a minute-long thing on Twitter versus the five-minute report because they're Decepticons, Decepticons, Decepticons. And I don't mean from the Autobots. Transform and rule out. Megatron, prepare to die. Megatron, prepare for battle. I don't mean those Decepticons. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. We're going to go to Chris in Chicago. Chris, welcome.
Hey, Alex, I can tell you right now, Chicago is prime for the formulaic method of siege. Essentially, every day we see another restaurant in the Loop and downtown in the Gold Coast close. And I think that
they're having to raise drawbridges as hordes of people burn things down. I mean, it's like a medieval siege.
Yes, and I think what the plan here is to force people out that have means. I'm in the restaurant business. I've been in the food business forever. All the high-end chefs, all the all-star chefs, they're exiting. They're either going to the suburbs or leaving the state. So I think what will happen, especially with this guaranteed income situation, is they'll just suspend everyone paying rent, give them guaranteed income, and these will be the people that will control the city of Chicago.
That's right. Just like in Europe, they brought in tens of millions of illegal Islamics. Now they want $500 million for Europe, $600 million for us, who will be the permanent clients of the globalists, that if they don't get what they want, they burn everything down.
Well, I think the thing with the bridges was big, a big play by Bulldike Admiral Akbar.
Admiral. No, they don't call her that. It was something. Admiral Akbar leading an attack on the Death Star. By the way, if new listeners tuned in, we're not joking. The riots over the weekend over a guy aiming a gun at police, and they said later he didn't have one. He did have one. There's video of it. They had to raise the drawbridges. Explain to people about Chicago and the canals. They literally had to raise the drawbridges to stop more looting.
So how? If you look at a map of Chicago, Wacker Drive runs along the river. So if you have to go to the west part of Chicago or the north part, which is the Gold Coast, which is where all the high-end shops are, from the loop, from the main downtown area, you can't get across the river that way from downtown. But here's the thing, Alex. Block 37, which is in the loop, was one of the main hit areas. The people coming to loot were just exit out of the south side of the city. I think the mayor just did that to act like she was doing something, but she's not doing it. God, if you look at the Greg Falas articles about the Pritzker family, about Penny Pritzker and how she was Superior Finance, screwed over African Americans here.
Yeah, they're the folks that ran the scams on Black Americans with Obama as her head guy, as slumlords.
Yes, and so I need the Info Warriors to tweet that at Governor Pritzker because I'm telling you it's deep here, and they've got this city. They've got it's a lock. Hey, Alex, one quick thing I wanted to mention. It's off this topic. Michael Karkok, have you ever heard of him? He was a Operation Paperclip guy who came from Germany. I was listening to an interview recently. I'd never heard this before about how Michael Karkok, K-A-R-K-O-C, trained Michael Aquino, who's the big Satanist in the military, and also trained none other than John Brennan. And this interview I heard, I'll send it to the show.
No, I mean, I did know that Aquino and John Brennan were trained by Nazis. That's actually well known.
And, okay, so she, when it goes into the harvesting of adrenochrome and all of this stuff, and it was an amazing interview. I'll send it to the show tips, but anyway.
Do that, brother Chris. I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, Chicago used to be a cool city. You know, the South Side had its problems, but I was up there a few years ago, and it's just everything's going downhill on purpose. The globalists are taking over. They want raw power. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been holding the longest now? That would be Matthew in Kansas. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Sounds like you got a phone problem, but try to talk to your receiver.
Is it better?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll just take a quick 60 seconds, but main thing that I wanted to touch on was pretty much on Kathy's call is we got to use our cars, and maybe Trump can have like a drive-in rally to really show the numbers of the people turning out through their like local drive-ins. And I also want to plug in Dr. Jones, the charcoal toothpaste. I'm about to buy some of that today, and I'm on the waiting list for that InfoWars T-shirt.
Well, that's awesome, brother. Yeah, we all should be organizing our own events like the flag drop we heard out of Chicago. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out this Friday, 6 to 8, and we'll announce on the website what corner we're going to be at. And maybe it's just an hour. We have American flags. We get out. You know, we support freedom, and we exercise being out in the open. In fact, the best place to go is probably the south side of the Capitol. Just do that. That's the best place, I think, to meet. But we'll call it the flag drop. Everybody brings your American flags out. It's not an InfoWars event. It's an American event, Matthew.
MAGA rallies at the drive-ins.
I agree. Drive-in theaters were already making a comeback because of the stupid COVID hoax. They're back again. And so my daughter was asking me to take her to one last week. Maybe we will this weekend. And I agree. People just all pick the one drive-in you're going to go to. You all fly the American flag and all meet up there. It's key for us to meet and be human and get outside of our houses. The globalists want us inside our houses. They want the post-human world. Sounds like a science fiction movie because it is. Thank you so much, Matthew. All right. We don't have time to put anybody else on the board, but I will get to Clint, Isaiah, Flo, Jacob, Howard, Mark, and Tim after our guest is on with us. So if you want to hold, we will get to everybody in the order they received. First up will be Jacob, then it'll be Tim, and then it'll go in the order. Some people called in 10 minutes ago, some people called in an hour ago. I will get to everybody. But we're going to get into how the next level of lockdowns is here in the blue cities and blue states, and will soon, by the winter, even if Trump loses, they're going to do this, will be locked down permanently. I mean, we're talking months inside your high-rise. That's what they target first, where you can't ever leave your house or you'll be body slammed, even if you wear a mask. You've seen all that footage out of Australia, just men brutally choking women out because they have been told cult-like to put them under martial law. That is the example for the rest of the world. China's not doing the lockdowns to teach us how to be slaves. Now Australia is doing it, and it is just vicious, and it is satanic, and those officers are Nazis. They are absolute scum of the earth, filth, and they're carrying out illegal orders, and it's disgusting. I'll tell you this, the awesome cops I ran into were all listeners, and were, when the camera wasn't on, shaking my hand. But let me tell you, those police in Australia are shameful sacks of leftist garbage.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Charge and they're choking women out that leave their homes, period, even with masks, and now temperature testing. All of this is the next level of control. So she's here to talk about the latest Gavin Newsom draconian measures, where they are still trying to keep the beaches locked down, but here they're keeping all the major parks and the equivalent of state parks here in Austin. The city has parks that are as big as Standard National Forest. Those are locked down for COVID. It's absolutely asinine and a power grab. So Deanna Lorraine joins us. Thanks for coming on. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, I don't know. You want to tackle the Australian cutoff when they pretended it was a bad feed, or we can talk about communist Gavin Newsom. Which do you want to talk about?
Let's get into Australia first.
Okay. So Australian invited me. How kind of them. I put up a tweet, okay, a couple weeks ago. I put up a tweet. Once I found out that they were going on another lockdown for 6 weeks, they were not even letting people go outside of their homes, okay, except for maybe essential services here and there. And they said they were having a wall of steel, meaning police forces all the way outside the city of Melbourne to make sure nobody comes in or out. So I put up a tweet defending their individual liberties, saying, hey, this is like prison. This is basically prison. You know, Australians, fight for your liberties. So the Australians.
While her Skype comes back, let's go ahead and roll the video of her on Australian television when they cut it off, claiming a technical difficulty. When Biden has trouble speaking, they claim it's a technical difficulty. Here it is.
Tests are false positives. Okay, number one, the CDC is counting presumptive positive tests, presumptive positive cases as positive. So if you even have the sniffles, if you have a headache, then you are tested positive now. We also have the president of Tanzania, who also have...
I think the link is dropping out because I don't think we should be giving her any airtime.
Well, Ali, you knew that interview was happening last night. You can't then just come and say, oh, I don't like what she's saying now. She has a right to her opinion. Do you know, there are complete whack jobs in this country who think the same thing.
So was that her Skype breaking up like it just did, or were they cutting her off? I know that the United Nations censors people. I know they censor Greg Reese. I know they censor us. I know the head of YouTube says if something disagrees with the United Nations, we shut it down. And that's why we need our own communications. By the way, I'm inviting her to town next week so she can be in studio with us. I ran into her out at the big Virginia rally for guns and really familiar with her work. And we're going to get her in studio next week. That way, one way or another, we can actually hear what she has to say, because she's smart as a whip. And I really look forward to that. If we're able to get her Skype stabilized, we'll get her back with us. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's go ahead and speak with Jacob in Georgia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Welcome.
Oh yeah, I've been listening to you since I was in ninth grade, and I'm a caller from Georgia, and I go to KSU in Georgia, and I was just going to tell you how bad they're using COVID to basically. I guess you could say push the globalist platform. And I just got an email from one of the directors from Georgia, and he said one of the directors from KSU, he said that now what they're going to be doing is using contract tracing. Masks are required or you will not be let on campus. And then another one says that they will be using the armband. So it's real. It's real, and it's scary.
That's right. All across the world, it comes in phases. First stay in your house, then wear the mask, then have your temperature taken, then wear armbands, then have an app, then have an inoculation to prove you have it, and then they want you to wear badges. If you haven't had your vaccine, a yellow badge right out of Nazi Germany. I'll talk about that with our guest in a moment. What do you make of the New Jersey governor just mandated the temperature tracking armbands, and you're saying you're hearing that at college in Georgia?
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Hang up the phone.
Does your wife have something to say? He's gone. All right. Deanna Lorraine is here. We're flying her to Austin next week to co-host the show with me a couple days and to be on the War Room and to be with David Knight because I love her work whenever I see it. But I don't know if they cut her off in Australia because, I think it might be her Skype connection, but she'll be with us next week. So I'm announcing that, so I'm going to make sure that happens. Also, tomorrow night, I'm going to do a special 7 to 10 p.m. live transmission on their attempts to overturn the election. Let's shift gears to that in a few minutes we have here, and we'll come back again to the other topics on COVID. What do you make of Democrats, Pelosi, there in your district in California, saying that she's second in command, they're going to contest the election, they'll have another inauguration for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and that they're going to have liberal states secede? That's civil war. I mean, they're really planning this. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, this was planned. This was locked and loaded from day one. Obviously, Joe Biden is just a puppet. OK, it's not President Trump versus Joe Biden. It's President Trump versus this Marxist globalist takeover. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it who has half a brain. And they're going to usher this in regardless of what happens. So I'm obviously freaked out and very afraid of what's going to happen if President Trump loses, because then America, as we know it, is over. But if he wins, I mean, they're going full steam ahead with this no matter what. Right? California, you know, we patriots need to do something because the left, they're going through with their agenda no matter what. It seems like we almost don't have a say in it. And meanwhile, while we're holding nice little rallies and waving the American flags and honking horns, which is nice, you know, they are causing massive destruction and seizing police stations, right? And destroying monuments and everything. And they're making much more of a dent in this war than we are. Don't you think? I mean, we're not doing enough, and I think that we need to get mobilized and organized because they're obviously very well-funded and well-organized.
Well, that's right. They keep pushing and pushing, and they never get in trouble. And so right. The attempted coup against Trump with Russiagate and Ukrainegate, and now this is just, they're going to try it, because why shouldn't they? They're not going to get in trouble for it.
Right. Exactly. All they're doing is pushing and pushing and seeing what they can get away with. But look, they're getting away with a lot. That's the fact. And if you looked at just pure optics, it looks like they're winning this war. What are we really doing? And we're kind of, you know, we've got 90 days or so till the election, and President Trump is making some moves. But, you know, there's some fear about vaccines. You know, obviously, if the Democrats have it their way, they're going to try to push for mandatory vaccines. They're going to try to push for microchips. Obviously, in New Jersey, trying to push their already mandated armbands at schools. Okay, that's one step away from mandated vaccines and microchips, right, and tracking devices. Contact tracing has already been rolled out, even though the H.R. 666 bill hasn't even been passed yet. So we have to fight and we have to be mobilized or else we are going to lose this war. Especially if we win, you know, there's going to be full massive civil war, I think, if President Trump wins, because they've got every trick up their sleeve.
Well, you're right. You know, I've tried to build an operation and tried to get things lined up to buy election time to be till midnight live every night. We haven't got that done. We finally have the crew hired. I'm looking to launch some more shows that are nighttime shows. I'll just say it up front. We ought to try to get you to help us anchor that, because now is the time. And quite frankly, I get exhausted by 5, 6, 7 at night, but I will be here tomorrow night, commercial-free, 7 to 10 p.m., and we're just intending, the crew signed on to it, to be going live 7 days a week here in just a couple weeks, because this is history happening right now. Deanna Lorraine, stay with us. We'll be right back. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now, here we are, already into August, and they're trying to keep our
stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Lady ran for Congress, got a lot of great word out there in the San Francisco area, but was defeated by another Islamicist, just like we just saw Ilhan Omar, despite the fact she was way outspent by a moderate socialist progressive communist. She just won massively in the primary in Minnesota because people are doubling down on someone who says, abolish the police, America sucks, thanks for saving me, America, you totally suck. She's got her new book out that's excellent, Taking Back America. What's the best website or best place for people to visit Deanna Lorraine to find your great book and all your great work?
Yeah, my Twitter is extremely active. I get retweeted by the president every once in a while. So go to my Twitter at Deanna4Congress. That's Deanna4Congress. You can get my book at Amazon, and you can go to my website at DeannaLorraine.com.
All right. So you were saying, what do you want to cover next? You've got the floor. I mean, we can get into how they're electing all these weird, crazy Islamic women. And why the left's behind that, what Soros is going to do, the election, the rest of the COVID lockdown. I mean, you've got the floor.
Well, obviously, with the COVID lockdown, there, you know, the thing that upsets me about the president, and you know I support the president so much, but all of these numbers are phony, right? You know that the death toll is inflated and false. We know that the test numbers are inflated and false. I mean, people are reporting everywhere that they didn't even go and take the test, and then they get called a couple days later and they get tested positive, right? We know that non-human samples have been tested positive. So why are we basing all these draconian measures and changing schools and having creepy paper fans and digital fans in the sports stadiums and changing our whole lives, mandated masks, on false numbers, right? So I don't think this nightmare is going to go away until the president of the United States really says, look, you know, this is false. These are on false numbers, and we can't change our entire world and usher in this new normal based on false numbers. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom is banning singing in churches. He just made an authorization that we cannot have any gatherings. So, like, forget having a barbecue or anything with your family unless you get it authorized by him, or else he's going to shut off water and power, right? I mean, how disgusting and Nazi is that? So this is the world we're into. Of course, Soros is behind it. The globalists are behind it. And they're extremely happy to usher in this new normal, right? And people are just going to go along with it. Nothing's going to get done unless we patriots fight back and say, no, I will not wear a mask. I'm willing to get arrested to keep my business open so I don't comply to these draconian measures. You don't have a right to shut off my power, my water. And I think that we need to really send a strong message that we're not going to put up with it. We're not going to obey this and not going to submit our children to child abuse, right? And wear a mask all day long and not have normal social interaction, right?
And that's just the beginning. I mean, now it's wear the bracelets, do all the rest of it. Let's play this clip from Fox News. Tucker Carlson's a great guy, but the doctor he has on, you know, sometimes says some good things. But my goodness, he was on there last night, and he was saying that children that haven't had their vaccine need to wear a yellow sign, like a Jew in Nazi Germany, saying no hugs. This is absolutely insane. Here it is.
Now, what do these 97,000 kids all have in common? All of them, almost all of them, have mild cases. The same time CDC, and this did not go reported, 600 kids have been hospitalized since the beginning. Way less than adults have been hospitalized. They get much milder cases. Now, what we have to do to reopen the schools, of course, is to provide virtual learning for those most at risk, teachers most at risk. We have to have an infrastructure in place. We have to teach our kids about how to take proper precautions. But we need our schools to be centers for learning and centers for socialization and social skills.
Brainwashing.
That will decrease the amount of despair and deaths from non-COVID-related causes. We have to test everyone as well, and we should have prodigious testing. Here's one other thing we have to do, sadly. No hugs, please. Now, if you look at this pin, Tucker, you'll see this pin looks like something you might remember. No smoking, please. Let's give our kids all of these pins. No hugs, please. Sadly. But I'm going to say this. With this pin or shirts, no hugs, please. Guess what's going to happen? We're going to get 26 candidates for a vaccine coming out into clinical trials right now. Vaccines are going to emerge. We're going to beat this thing, and then this goes in the garbage, and we're all going to hug each other. In the meantime, Tucker, let's show our kids courage. They're looking to parents for leadership. Leadership says open the schools wherever we can, Tucker.
So even the angle of open the school is, got to wear this badge because you haven't been vaccinated. You're dirty, you're bad. And, oh, those at risk can't come to school now. You'll be on the computer, so be neurotic. They're trying to turn the whole country, the whole world, into what we've seen before with crazy eccentrics that are scared to go out in public because they're worried about diseases, like Howard Hughes. I mean, this is welcome to Planet Howard Hughes.
Right. Agoraphobic, germophobic, major OCD. That's what they're turning him into. And yet, Gavin Newsom is one of the many governors that he's releasing 18,000 prisoners, violent prisoners, from jails and prison right now. Okay? So don't tell me that it's about our health and safety. Don't tell me it's about our health and safety when you're actually encouraging people to be together in mass for Black Lives Matter protests and rallies and looting. Okay? Don't tell me it's about our safety anymore. It's so disgusting. And this is a child abuse. If you look at the CIA's definition of torture, this meets the qualification of torture. If you look at any of the studies up until about 6 months ago, it is a well-known fact that social isolation creates major psychological issues, mental issues, suicidal, homicidal. You know, there's so many different side effects that happen with social isolation. Okay? And all of that was well-known and well-documented, oh, up until about 6 months ago when all of a sudden COVID came out and now social isolation is somehow good. You can't just erase this. You can't just erase years of knowledge and science and replace it with junk science just because these people walk around in white lab coats and have fancy names after them, like Anthony Fauci. I mean, it's disgusting, but...
Well, that's right, and everything Fauci said is a fraud. Look at these headlines. Right. Colleges attempt to impose no parties, no trips, COVID-19 rules for the fall. Total cult.
Right. And I don't want to see, I don't want to look in a sports stadium and see digital fans or paper cutouts. I don't want to go to a restaurant or a bar and I want to see like blow up dolls or something as a replacement for people. Excuse me. I want to see people. I want to see people laughing, smiling, having a good time. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to have this devoid of human contact. They want this virtual, touchless world. It's very dystopian. And the thing that pisses me off the most, sorry, I'm so fired up, but this just really fires me up.
Yeah, this is the robot rollout. The robots are allowed to go. They'll deliver you food. They'll drive your cars because they're safe.
Right.
But humans aren't. Humans are bad. Dreaming of the post-human world.
They're even saying that we need to have sex wearing a mask. I mean, are you kidding me? They're saying that people need to not have sex or have sex wearing a mask. Hope I can say that on this show.
You can't. But now, major universities are saying, you're bad, you're dirty. Wear a mask while you have sex. So they're making the normal biological world dirty and bad, even though almost all the studies show more contact with people makes your immune system stronger, not the other way around.
Exactly, exactly. But the people that are carrying the water for these globalists, the people that are going along with it, that are so brainwashed and then shaming people for not wearing a mask or something, those are the people that upset me and disgust me even more because they're the ones carrying this agenda, and it's going to be too late by the time that they figure out. Right.
I agree. What do you think President Trump needs to do with them trying to openly war game, having states secede? And I mean, I think you should attack that head on and point out that it's their next big hoax, their next big coup. Don't wait till they officially roll it out, which is already starting to happen.
Yeah, no, we need to lead a movement right now, and I'm already starting to activate some troops. You know, I have to be careful about the way that I say that, but we need to lead a movement. We need to you know, have the militias. We have to have the 3%ers, all these people that really care about our country to go out in mass and actually fight for this and make a big deal about it. I am going to start sounding the alarm on it, and I know that you are too, because this is getting so nuts, and every time they roll this out, by the time people figure it out, it's usually too late. So, yes, I will be sounding the alarm a lot about it, and you're going to hear a lot about it in the next coming weeks.
I want to talk about what it's like being in California right now and the exodus happening. You know, Joe Rogan is moving to Texas. He finally went ahead and announced this at the end of the month. I mean, I know where he's moving and where and all the rest of it, and I'll just leave it at that. But it's pretty exciting. But he talks about what it's like there, and everybody else he knows is leaving as well. So maybe you need to be leaving. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Website. Deanna, what about the cultural rot? What about the war on the family? I know that you recently did your own reaction video to Cartier B, which it's really even hard to play this video. It's almost all cussing, where she's teaching young girls to go out and tax men for sex, how to be prostitutes. And this is the thing being pushed by the culture. But then people that say that they believe in a family, they're bad.
Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. I kind of created a little monster a couple days ago inadvertently because I critiqued Cardi B on her new song, WAP. I'm not even going to say what the WAP stands for, but the whole song is about hoes and, you know, basically turning girls into hoes. That's like really like the underlying premise there. And so I said, you know, at a time, first of all, I mean, these women and this song is putting back women about 100 years. Okay, because feminists have always been calling for respect and getting respect and everything, and they're just setting the whole thing backwards with songs like this. It's absolute filth. And secondly, we have a major problem with the broken family unit. And one out of every three kids grew up in fatherless homes, but especially in the Black community. In the Black community, it's about 80% of children grow up in fatherless homes in the Black community. And do we really need more single baby mamas? Do we really need more fatherless homes? And this song, and songs like this are really perpetuating that culture. And oh my God, you would have said I was calling for a Black lynching. I've gotten thousands of hate mail messages from Cardi B fans saying, how dare you say that about Blacks? How dare you say that about Cardi B? I've gotten death threats. People have called my personal cell phone number. Not sure how they've gotten that. But they're calling me, they're going crazy, saying that I'm insulting them and that I'm racist. But all I'm doing is saying a fact, and that's the problem with today's day. You can't say a fact without being called a racist. Now, facts are racist. I can't say, look, I actually care more about the Black community than you probably do. Has it ever occurred to you that I think the Black community should be thriving, and they could be thriving, but the broken family unit is a big problem. And songs like this that are absolute filth, that are teaching women that women's empowerment is being a hoe and being a sex worker, and seeing how many guys you can sleep with, has it ever occurred to you that that's probably not the good thing for the Black community, and that's creating more brokenness? But they don't want to hear it, Alex. They don't want to hear it. And that's the cultural revolution that we're in right now that we also need to be fighting, that I'm fighting every day.
Well, I mean, take Black Lives Matter. Almost none of the people involved are Black. And then the three women that founded it are all the same thing. It's like Lightfoot, or it's like the Attorney General in New York. James or any of these people, they're all, for whatever reason, obese Black lesbian women. You know, the lady up in St. Louis indicting the family that defended themselves, their house. And they're racist. They hate white people. They hate men. And they say the message is trans men, men cutting their testicles off. And they go on to say that they want to end the nuclear family. So when you point out, hey, this tries to end the nuclear family, you're not kidding. They're advertising this is the road to happiness when it's not. It's the road to prison and destruction. So they're literally there, Judas goats, trying to lead people into destruction. And the video I wanted, it's not the music video. It's the one I saw like last Friday. I've sent it over a few times. Probably best we don't play it, okay? Just, you know, gotta learn to give up sometime. And it's her with green nails, and these other women are on there. They're like, you got a taxi. You got to sell you such and such. The men. Yeah. That's how you control the men, is you got to tax. This has become. It's just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And the women that were writing back to me, if you could call them women, but you know, you can go to my Twitter, guys. Like, go to my Twitter, see these files.
No, I saw it. They're threatening you. They're saying, shut up.
Oh, yeah, and they're saying, like, you know, you don't get Black culture. You don't get Black culture.
The revolution is A&T, bitch. Keep your white female antics to yourself. Twerk is a circle with my ancestors.
Twerking with a circle with my ancestors. I'm like, well, if that's, you know, you really showed me, okay, twerking in a circle. If this is a Black revolution, it's turning girls into absolute hoes, unabashed hoes, then, you know, great. Like, that's real a recipe for a thriving culture. But we know it, that that's not a recipe for a thriving culture. That's a recipe to send people in prison. It's a recipe for miserable, depression, and more brokenness. And when you come from a broken family and when you end up in the prison system, et cetera, you're a drain on the whole society. It's not just a micro level, it's a macro level. And also, if they even care to check at the website of Black Lives Matter, it is a Marxist organization, and one of their goals is to disrupt the Western nuclear family unit. It's right there in black and white. And to try to raise children by the village. You know, Hillary Clinton always says, it takes a village to raise a child. All right? You know, that's a communist value. It means trying to take parents away from their children and raise them separately so they can instill their own creepy communist values in them. And yet these Black Lives Matter and these white guilt liberals that are protesting for Black Lives Matter, they don't know any of this, or they don't care. And that's what just disgusts me even more and really fires me up.
You know, we sit here and we talk about what Trump needs to do all day. But what do we need to do? What do you think citizens around the country should do? I mean, this is such an obvious multinational attempt to take over the United States with race war and dollar collapse and Soros saying, you know, Trump's created a bubble, pop it, because he's betting against the United States. Of course it's a bubble, but they're trying to pop it because China's created an even bigger bubble. And all these folks that are in league with China promoting the end of America, do people realize what's going to happen if the dollar goes down?
Right. No, I don't think they're really realizing it. And I also don't think, you know, it's still like I sound the alarm every day on my podcast, okay, about what's coming down the pipe. And you do. I know you do, too. So a lot of people just think either it's a conspiracy theory or they don't realize, like, the urgency of it. But this is not happening, like, 5 years from now, and nor is this a pipe dream. Like, this is happening right now. They're ushering this stuff in right now. And they're pushing for mandatory vaccines. They're pushing for this global tyranny. Contact tracing is being pushed in right now. It's already being rolled out and activated. So these things are happening, and we need to resist them as much as possible. I'm trying to build a coalition, for instance, of raise a lot of money so that we can pay for legal fees of business owners, church owners, and citizens to fight back to these tyrannical COVID orders. A lot of people feel like they can't, or they don't have the means to or resources to. I want to raise a bunch of money for people to be able to feel like they can fight back with confidence, and then give them the tools and educate them on their rights so that they can fight back and actually win. Because we have the ability to fight back. We have the masses on our side, but we're not really utilizing them. You know, and
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Well, listen, Deanna Lorraine, I'm going to be hosting a special 3-hour show, 7 to 10 Central, commercial free. If you've got time to pop in for 30 minutes tomorrow night, Roger Stone's going to be there. It's going to be a big event promoting congressional candidates. We've got Laura Loomer, who's set to win the primary, on as well. But if you can't do tomorrow night, that's fine. I'm going to call you later about getting you here in studio with us next week, because I've been wanting to do that for a while, and it's my fault for dropping the ball. So I apologize for that. And we just really appreciate you and the great book, Taking Back America. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Sounds good, Alex.
Okay, I wanted to get Roger on yesterday, and they had a time zone issue, and he's got some breaking news. So he's going to pop in briefly, and then I'll finish up with these few callers, Yanni and Clint and Isaiah and Howard and Tim. But I wanted to get him to pop in with Bill Gates responding in a Wired magazine article to Roger's criticism of the danger of these untested vaccines. That's coming up. And then separately, this whole operation, this whole dog hunts, because of your patronage, because of your support, and I salute you, and I thank you, and I thank this great crew, and I thank the great audience. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to end the big Reopen America Back to School special. We've got to end it this Sunday. It's 50 to 60% off the best-selling items, double Patriot points. And a lot of these items, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Living Defense that flushes out all the unwanted visitors, Next Level Probiotic, all of that is selling out. And because of supply chain breakdowns, a lot of these companies aren't even taking the down payment of 25% or 50%, it varies with the companies, to get it produced. Then we pay on the rest delivery. There's that much of a breakdown, as you've heard with the truck drivers and the callers, not because the products aren't there, but because of the breakdown of the warehouses and all the hysteria. Everyone's scared to leave their houses. This is humanity being domesticated next level. The answer is get out on the farms, get out on the ranches. If you can, get out of the cities. But for now, get prepared, get ready. And listen, we have the highest quality storable food and the best packaging you're going to find. It's amazing. It's high quality. They're ready to ship within 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what item you order. Most of us, 2 weeks. They have it all in stock. You need to get your food now before all hell breaks loose. You need firearms. We don't sell those. You need water filtration. We do sell that. But I'm telling you, get your storable food needs handled at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Don't wait. Don't be like the grasshopper that doesn't get ready. Get ready like the ant, because things are crazy. We're getting Roger Stone on the line. He's got key intel and so much more. And I am fit to be tied with what's going on.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.